Menachos Perek Yod Mishnah Zion 10:7, we continue to discuss the restrictions of Chadash, the New Year's crop. As I said, the restrictions on the new crop, Chadash, apply specifically to the Chamishas Minei Dagan, the five specific grains that Chazal identified, the rabbis identified, which are wheat, barley, oats, spelt, and rye. Now, the basis for those being subject to the restrictions of Chadash is a Gezeira Shava, a word used in common which tips off a common definition. In the context of Chadash, it says, V'lechem v'kali v'charmelo sochlu. You may not eat lechem. Lechem is bread and other grain products. And the notion of bread, lechem, is also in the context of matzah, referred to as lechem oni, it's called poor man's bread. Now, it's known that the matzah must be made from these chameshes minei dagan, these five types of grain, which essentially leaven. They have certain proteins, gluten and gliadin, which allow for like this molecular scaffolding, which allow for leavening to take place. Whereas other kinds of things, let's say rice, for example, rice doesn't have those proteins. So if you ferment rice, there's none of this gluten and gliadin scaffolding to allow for like the bubbles that fermentation cause to allow it to rise up. It just sort of like kind of ferments but stays flat. So therefore, the same five types of grains that are eligible for making matzah are the five grains that are subject to the restrictions of Chadash. That's a gezer shava, lechem, lechem, the word lechem. Now there's another mitzvah from the Torah, the mitzvah of chala, which the pasuk says, v'haya ba'achalchem milechem ha'aretz, when you eat from the bread of the land, tarimu truma l'Hashem, you'll separate a portion for Hashem. That portion of dough which is separated is referred to as chala. And since the pasuk refers to it as eating lechem, bread, it's understood that the types of doughs that are subject to the requirement to separate a portion to give to a kohen, the challah portion, are specifically doughs made out of the chamishas minei dagan, the same five species of grain that are used to produce the matzah, also called lechem, lechem oni. So our mission here is going to talk about those five species of grain. Now there is a whole maseches challah, so lots of challah elsewhere, but here we just sort of mention in passing that it's that same list of five types of grains which are restricted by both Chadash, as well as the requirement to separate challah. So it says the Mishnah inside, hachitim, wheat, v'sa'orim, and barley, v'kusmin, and spelt, v'shiboles shual, and oats, is how it's halachically translated, v'hashifon, and rye. These five species of grains, chayavin b'challah, there's an obligation to separate challah. If you have a dough of a requisite side, that dough, actually the amount you're talking about is the isaron, same amount of essentially flour that we talked about for making the menachos, as it happens, not really by coincidence, but anyways. So it's somewhere between 2.5 and 5 pounds of dough, somewhere between 9 and 13 cups of flour, or people start making a bracha of separating challah. In any case, says the Mishnah, umitztarfen ze im ze, and they combine, meaning if you make a dough which is made of two different types of flour, some wheat and some barley, or some spelt and some rye, flour mixed together, mixed with water, and you make a dough from that. So then if the total amount reaches the shear, what the Mishnah Chala refers to as a 5/4 of a kav, what we've been talking about as the isaron, in fact, as it happens, without getting to the math, so that they combine. Worth noting as a side point here, this is assuming you kneaded them together. If you first made the doughs, then combine them, that issue of neshicha, of like, you know, braiding or whatever, combining two types of dough together to reach the requisite amount. That's more complicated. Only certain of the types of grains combine. But anyways, not for now. V'asurim b'chadash milifnei ha-pesach. That same list of five grains are also restricted, if they're the new grain, before Pesach. Now, Pesach here, simple understanding here, simply is a shorthand reference to either the passing of the 16th of Nisan, the second day of Pesach, or the bringing of the Omer on the second day of Pesach. Mishnah here is the point is simply saying that the new grain crops specifically are the ones that are restricted by Chadash, as opposed to if you have, you know, rice or millet or sorghum or something growing in the backyard. Umeliktzor milifnei ha-Omer. They're also restricted from being harvested before the Omer barley is harvested. I mentioned this in a previous mission as well. Since the Omer is referred to, the carbon Omer, the Minchas Omer is referred to as Reishis Katsirchem, the first of your harvest. Therefore, you have to harvest it first, and you may not harvest other grains before you harvest the barley for use in the Minchas Omer. To that, there'll be a number of exceptions to that rule. We'll see that in the next couple of Mishnayos. Says the Mishnah further, Vim hishrishu kodum laomer, what defines which year the grain belongs to? The answer is when it took root. Sharashim are roots. Im hishrishu, if it took root before the omer was offered, then haomer matiron. The omer says that this grain, even though it's still growing in the ground, is permitted to be eaten this year. Vim lav, if you have a plant which had not yet taken root at the time the omer was brought, then asurin, then that plant, that cereal as it grows, well, the grain that it grows will not be permitted. Asurim ad shiavo omer haba, until the next year's omer is brought on the second day of Pesach, you know, in the year to come.